So here is a beginning of Capital S Prime book, May 10th, 2005, ending in March of 2006. Starting with continuing of the construct, step 6, Tuesday, May 10th, page 1. Step 7, continue. Step 7 on page 5, and continued on page 7, and step 8 on page 9, the various steps needed to make the construct. Wednesday, June 1st, page 15. Final step without PDC 184 and with PDC 215 insulators. That's without is DC 184 and with is DC 215, with the insulators or without. So here's Wednesday, June 1st, page 15, S 15, sequences CYP 215. So there are two sequences. DC 184 is without the insulators, and PDC 215 is with the insulators, as shown in a diagram on the top of that page. And on the left-hand side are the two clones. 184 is clone 14, and 215 is clone 37. And the sequence checks are on two or three pages down. And all sequences were excellent and match what was expected. Starting work on the FCRN, the fetal heavy chain receptor. FC receptor, IgG, FC receptor, gene FCRN, neonatal again, FCRN. Kumar's work with the fluorescent probes is beginning to, with the fluorescent markers, is beginning to have positive result on page 23, Saturday, July 2nd, cardiac hypertrophy markers, and some quite nice examples of the turning on of genes with aortic banding. Really very good result, which led to a publication.
Yeah, it is now.
Yeah. So this is looking at the results again on page 23, and the paper that it led to was Kumar Pandya, Hyung-Suk Kim and myself, fibrosis not cell size delineates beta-myosin heavy chain re-expression during cardiac hypertrophy, and has some pretty images that including actually exactly the one on the left-hand side of on the right-hand side of page 22. That image is reproduced in slightly different colour rendition, but it's part of figure 6, figure 6A, in which two cells expressing beta myosin heavy chain are clearly separated and clearly heavily expressing. So the comment in my book is that Kumar's YFP beta MHC fusion marks hypertrophy well and follows beta MHC gene expression well, if the two are correlated, as shown on the left hand side. Question whether we could determine whether the flip cells have a different chromatin pattern. Kumar began to think about that sort of thing. An interesting remark that Kumar tells me that nearly all of the cells are bigger in the hypertrophied animal, whether they're yellow or not. A fairly long break here, July 17th to June 23rd, a visit to UK and celebrating birthday with Roger, who was unfortunately already not very well. So Thursday, June 23rd, the birthday, 80th. No experiments, writing a grant and reviewing papers, but four VFR approaches in 2 hours, so I'm still flying. With 756 X-ray proper. GPS 27 and ILS 6 with the procedure turn at Burlington and GPS etc. To IGX with 84 Kilo Sierra. And so one with, flew both 756 X-ray proper, the 182 and 84 Kilo Sierra, the motor glider. Actually, I was not, I'm incorrect, we did not visit on the 80th birthday. Visit to it was later to celebrate, not actually on the birthday. Progress reports completed Friday, July 1st. The cardiac hypertrophy markers are doing well. Next entry is Saturday, July 2nd, page 27, thoughts on ANF, with quite a big insert on the left-hand side, a PDC 143, the construct without insulator. worrying about the complexity of different plans. On Saturday, July 2nd, page 27, the Q prime 157 plan for making ANF is too complex. Better try an improved MCAD type upstream duplication, etc., with a single color gene and various other thoughts. Saturday, July 23rd, in thinking about publications, possible language. We propose the testable hypothesis that hypertrophic stimuli can invert a developmental heterochromatization of some portions of the of some heart-related portions of the genome. One consequence is a highly stable or metastable or unstable cell autonomous switching, etc., etc. Trying to think about chromatin changes. A check with the literature search looks a bit premature. Too many others have described on-off switching. We need to prove reversibility or not. PDC 143 modification as a step to further experiment. Construct targeting for the ANF locus with an ANF promoter along homology 10.8. Let's forget about it, not important. Typical review of the status Thursday through Friday, August 25th through 26th. Six things that I have, I need, and I have various things. And assembly steps from doing what was necessary. Typical pages. Paper on bradykinin receptor. Absence on page 67, Tuesday 13th, near final, and with some comments of Sago and Masao, and a conclusion. It demonstrated that absence of bradykinin B2 receptor in Akita diabetic mice increases oxidative stress, mitochondrial turnover, mitochondrial DNA mutations, etc., etc. These findings lead us to suggest that premature senescence underlines many of the complications of diabetes, and that bradykinin plays an important role in preventing them. Still making constructs, though, for many pages still, with a typical final assembly on Wednesday, September 28th, page 83, for a PGTK driving along a 5' promoter for driving cyan. From Tuesday, September 27th, page 85, the switching business. First evidence of cyan latched off in a transaortic coarctation animal. Where there are many cells that don't have the nuclear cyan, and some cells that do. With a comment that this could be attack response, as the green nuclei are more in fibrotic areas, so it looks like it might be related to fibrosis. Friday, November 4th, page 95, a new targeting project, which is really basically Nebuyos, is to look at the mitochondrial DNA synthase, the Pol G locus, which codes for mitochondrial DNA polymerase gamma. And that a mutation in that which removes the editing function has very much an aging type phenotype. So a number of years has written a grant containing that material, that type of material, on which we did go on very successfully to, or she did, with Ray Fox, very successfully reach a conclusion. thinking about publishing Kumar's type of results. Monday, December 5th, page 99, possible title, correlated but not concordant, stochastic on-off switching of genes during development and under stress. With a rather interesting thought that was persistent later, that Nibuya suggested that the half-intensity blue cells that were sometimes seen are due to LBG insulator AC cyan being switched off in one nucleus but not the other of a cell of a cardiomyocyte. And some images that show on page 98 show cells that appear to be half intensity. Some work on testis ace, again, on page 101, Friday, December 16th, conversion of testis ace Cree, testis ace F1C recombinase. Wanting to have another control besides LOXP. So OS Dugdale testis was being considered. Very complicated construct. For about the nth time, a revised list of steps, Thursday, December 29th, page 111, of going towards one of the constructs with the FRT and LOXP. Step 1. S'115, step 2, S'117, step 3, S'119, etc. All the steps there are being listed that were being documented, are being planned on Thursday, December 29th, page 111. So if we turn to page 115, we see Now step one has been achieved, and we turn to page 117, and step two has been carried out, etc. Step three, January 11th, page 119, step four, 121, step six, page 123. Monday, January 23rd, page 113, now in 2006, three steps to assemble OS Dugdell, that test is this complicated construct with flips and loxes, where the map is shown. Final assembly, step four, Monday, January 30th, page 141, OS Dugdell tested. Friday, February 3rd, page 143, Cora Jean's human muscular endothelial cells, Huvex, plus or minus ethidium bromide, plus or minus uridine. Trying to get cells that don't have mitochondria in them. About a month in culture. Very promising for the loss of mitochondria. Ethidium bromide and ethidium bromide plus uridine images. Images from Kumar, page 151. And page 153.
54. I'm going back to retrieve all the data that have been done on self-switching, page 157, Tuesday, February 28th, a compilation of all the experiments that were relevant. No, listed on the left-hand side on page 156. Starting June 1998, thinking of cell type switching and renin production. Going on many different ways. For example, May 2003, John and Joe making long beta MHC promoter construct with insulators. And February 2006, Kumar's Y-beta and REN-TG distributions in survival with LG insulator, AC, TAC, etc. So a list of all that have been done and thought about that problem. Need some more work on bradykinin B2 receptor experiment. Conditional knockout of B2 and B1. I need some upstream DNA and how to get it. So primers are being try to make primers. Try to make probes using new primers. The last page of 163, Saturday, March 11th, and page 162, looking for with different primers for different probes, with a list of the different ones on page 162, and that's the end of book S prime.